want to just share a couple thoughts in regards to helping us keep our focus and get out of the rut if we've fallen into the rut and get back on the path of victory. First of all, I'm going to read the first 1.5 verses. Not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Well, the first thought that comes to my mind, first of all, when you read this whole passage, you cannot help but recognize the Apostle Paul, who is a man who didn't face an easy life, had this mindset that said, listen, I'm going forward. The whole world can fall behind, but I'm going forward. Everything can come upon my shoulders, but I'm going forward. Here's the one thing that stood out in my mind, by the way. He obviously was not a man who is controlled by his feelings. It's so obvious. He just made a decision. I mean, listen, I'm pressing forward. Now, it does not matter how much I hurt or how much I feel sad or how much I feel confused. I'm pressing forward. That's an encouragement. The first other thing that stands out, and it's the real thought of that first 12 and half of 13, is he, the Apostle Paul, the greatest church planter that ever lived, recognized his imperfection. And I am reminded that that is a good thing, not a bad thing. It is all right to look at ourselves and say, listen, I'm not everything I should be. That ought to not be a discouragement, but an encouragement to go forward. The truth is, if you're sitting here today and say, listen, I am doing just perfect, I just got everything together, you are really deceiving yourself. That is so unbiblical and so untrue. There is a recognition that we are all in the process of growing, and we ought to just accept that. And therefore, as it says here, I love this first part. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing, forgetting those things, selective memory. You understand what he was using? He was using selective memory. There were things back there that he wasn't all that thrilled about. Okay? That's it. He was that way too. I don't know about you. Can you identify anything in your life that you're not all that thrilled about? No, there's some things where I could have handled myself differently. And surely a lot better. But let's not dwell on that stuff. Because living in the past doesn't accomplish anything now. We're about opportunities today. I had an opportunity to talk to people about Jesus today. You had an opportunity to talk to people about Jesus today. And we're going to have some more opportunities, if the Lord doesn't take us home, to talk to people tonight and tomorrow. And that's what we really ought to be focusing on. What can we do with the time that's ahead of us and not get overwhelmed? So one of the truths is just recognize our imperfections and accept them. That's just where they are for right now. It's not that we accept them and say, all right, we're going to live with this forever. No, we acknowledge where we're at. And then you will see as he goes forward, he has a focus of going forward for him, going forward in a positive way, in a victorious way. And those are good things, not bad things. Now, so the first one is you and I need to recognize our imperfections. I was talking to some people today, and they really had some issues, very clearly unbiblical behavior going on in their life. You know what was so amazing? Is that at least half of the conversation was about the things that I hadn't done properly. And I said, I left there and I was encouraged, actually. I was reminded, I'd already read this passage and I said, thank you, Lord. I see how this works. It's okay. So what do we do when that happens? What I did, I just said, you know what? If that, in fact, the way you see it, I that was not my intent, okay, number one. Number two, to the extent that it was part of you making poor choices, I want to ask for your forgiveness, because everything I want to do is to live properly in such a way that encourages people to make the right decisions. So I ask for forgiveness. But then I came right back and I said, now, how about your situation? You see the point? We need to be honest about where we're at and recognize that there is some high calling and responsibility when we are an ambassador of the King. We have a high calling, a real challenge, and we, His people, need to step up. It goes on in 13 to 14. Listen, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. And now he says, as much as he said, I press on, in 12, he now says, reaching forward. That's a beautiful thought. Are you reaching forward today? Are you reaching forward tonight and tomorrow? Reaching forward to those things which are reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press forward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know what the Apostle Paul reminded me of? He clearly not only recognized his imperfections, but he recognized his responsibility. You see that in this passage? I press forward for the goal, the prize of the upward call. He knew he had something to accomplish. He knew he had a role in God's plan. And if you are a genuine believer, one who has trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have a role too. We all are to be doing our part. One of the pathetic things about American Christianity is people can feel really good about going to church, getting all emotional, throwing some money in the plate, and thinking they're doing all they need to do. And there isn't any sign that their relationship with Christ is impacting any other aspect of their life. That is not the way it's supposed to be. It is literally our relationship with Jesus Christ is to be defining us, and specifically it is to define our responsibility and how we live. We have been called with a purpose. Isn't that a beautiful reminder? Now, I want to say the third point. Notice, verse 14 says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore. Now he says, therefore. In other words, because he recognizes his imperfection, because he recognizes his responsibility, he says, therefore, let us, as many as are mature. You know, that word is talking about, mature is a great translation actually of it. It means that there's a sense in which you have arrived at another platform, another level. You aren't just a novice. And so he was saying, as many as are mature. He wasn't saying that derogatorily. He was saying to the group that were reading this, to those of you who have come to know Jesus Christ and have been incorporating the Word of God in your life and have been sensitive to the prompting of the Spirit, you are at a different plateau than a lot of others are. And he says, to those, as many as are mature, have this mind. Now you have to ask yourself, well, hold on a second. What are you talking about? To those that are mature, what mind? Well, I think it points back to the points we just talked about. That we're not perfect. We shouldn't get derailed by the fact that we trip once in a while. We ought to repent. Okay, don't get derailed and give up and say, I'm going to adopt the ways of the world. Do you recognize as pastor how often I see that? You see people that start going the right direction and things don't work out the way they were thinking they were going to work out. They were fine as long as God was doing everything the way they wanted it done. But then when things didn't come together the way they wanted it, and it was a struggle, and things they might have even seen themselves get angry, or others that they thought were Christians respond in inappropriate ways, they get so discouraged and say, well, it isn't worth it. I'm walking away from it. Let us recognize that we're all humans. We're all sinners. We're a group of sinners that God has gathered together. You know, there's going to be some tensions, but let us not forget our imperfections. We're in a process of being conformed into the image of Christ, and we ought to accept that as part of the journey. That's an aspect of this life. And we have responsibilities with all of our imperfections. Nobody in here who knows Jesus Christ can sit around and make excuses why you aren't serving the Lord. None that are going to hold up. He's called every one of us. He sent every one of us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Sandy, that's why your testimony is such a powerful testimony. How over the last months, I looked back several months ago and said, I can't do this. You remember that? I can't do that. I'm not doing this. And here we are, just a few months into this new journey, and you see, people coming to you. See, that's how God does it, isn't it? When we just work on being the man or the woman that God wants us to be, and recognize that we are to be lights. With all of our flaws, we're still lights. Now, we had just a great time of fellowship after the Sunday night service. There was a group of 7 or 8 of us that went out to have pizza after the evening service, and we started sharing testimonies. I'll tell you the one thing that stood out in the testimonies. We all come from a place where we didn't know Christ, and our choices weren't all that good. Our behavior wasn't all that good. But God can do a phenomenal work. And even the testimony of that transformation, He can use for His glory. So we have to recognize our imperfections, and they are here no matter where you are in the journey. I want you to note that He is implying by the way He says, verse 15, therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. It is directly connected to the fact of this imperfection. I have already obtained and I'm already perfected, but I press on. I have not that I have already attained. That's the same one who says he was perfected. It's a tension that exists. And he was saying, have this mind, have this humility. That's really what he's saying. Have this humility as a brother and sister in Christ, and recognize you have a calling, a responsibility. And what is he saying? Therefore, let us have this mind. As many as are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. What's the message? We need to recognize our goal. Our goal is to be Christ-like, to have the mind of Christ, is to become more Christ-like. I love taking times of reflection and just step back and ask myself, can I give any tangible, if I was to be the lawyer on my own behalf, can I give any evidence of how I have been responding properly to the Lord and in maturing in Christ? And I look at myself 1 year ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. You understand what I'm challenging you to think about? Where are you today? And here is a tragedy. Here's a real tragedy. Some plateaued 5 to 10 years ago in their growth in Christ. That is not the heart that Paul displays. He was pressing on. He was going forward. Right up until the end, he was purposing to be more Christ-like. I guess that's my challenge for us tonight. Let us not get comfortable. Let us be honest about where we're at. Let us recognize our responsibilities. And let us never, ever stop pursuing the goal of being conformed to the image of Christ. More today than ever. Amen?